is 5 years ago today. 5 years ago today. As in this month. I shouldn't be, not this exact day. 5 years ago this month. I'm sitting there. I had gone through bankruptcy. I'd started my first business. Someone filed a frivolous lawsuit. I didn't know how to deal with it. Went into bankruptcy protection. Had to leave the place that I was living and move in with my then girlfriend. And we had, I mean, we had nothing. Nothing. This tiny apartment in San Francisco. And you know the rents in San Francisco. Tiny ass apartment. There's no place for a desk, so I got my mom's three-legged fold-out table she used to use for sewing room. And I got a laptop that I have 2 more months with until I got to give it back to the company that I used to work for. Now, I got nothing. My bed becomes the place where I'm storing all my bills and my paperwork and everything because it's so small. One night, Denise walks into the room, and I remember it was late at night. I'm trying to figure, I'm like, there must be a way to have more influence. There must be a way to produce something that's going to generate my wealth. I mean, have you ever sat there and you're like, there must be a way? Anyone? Like, you know it. It's frustrating. You're like, it's friggin' there. Other people are doing it. And when you're in financial straits, and I don't know where you are, but when I was there, it was like, there, it's anger. It's this bitterness. It's like, there must be a friggin' way. How are these people friggin' doing? I know about you, but when it hurts, that's where you're at. That's where you live. You're just like, God, there must be. She walks in, and she goes, and she crawls under the bed. And she, I remember she crawls under the covers, I mean. And she, I thought it was funny. She crawls under the covers, trying not to disturb what was my desk, trying not to disturb all the papers. And I look over, and I see my woman sleeping under the weight of my bills and my problems that I can't figure out. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, not only must there be a way, I've got to change it. I've got to find it. I can't have this anymore. I cannot have this anymore. And in that moment, I came to what we call the first high performance truth. This is the moment in which everything will change. It's such a simple statement. It's such a simple thing. But when you get it, and it's there, and it lives within you, everything shifts. You will never be more productive, more influential, more healthy, more wealthy in your life than the moment you get the high performance truth. And here's what it is. Only two things change your life. Either something new comes into your life, or something new comes out of you. That was it. I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to win the lottery. I'm not going to have a bunch of cash show up at the door and fix this situation. This is my woman. She's under the weight of my bills, my problems, my inability to produce, my inability to influence, my inability to generate wealth. It's on me now. And I didn't say it beaten. I said it boldly. It was like, it's on me now. Would you do me a favor with your own boldness within you, wherever you are in your life right now, would you raise your hand and say it with strength in your body? Say, it's on me now. On me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on me now. If you say it rote, like, it's on me, you're screwed in this economy. If you say it with boldness, one more time, it's on me now. If that lives in you and you know the only thing that's going to change your life is something new comes out of you. You don't need something new. You can't win the lottery. It's you demand something more of yourself that's so driven by a desire to take care of your family. So driven by a desire to do something grander than yourself in life. So driven by something that says, I'm going to generate new amounts of abundance for me, my family, my friends, everybody around me. When that lives in you, that was the first time I ever even thought about money in my life. It was never even on my radar, and I thought, I've got to figure this out. Not because I needed accumulation, but because I wanted better for my family. That was it. It was like that thing to fight for, you know? We got to have that thing to fight for. And as soon as you have that thing to fight for, you realize you're the hero in your own story now. You're the hero in your own story, and no one else is going to show up to save the village. The village is on fire, and you have to stand up. The dragons are coming. Someone's going to have to fight. In this economy, it's going to continue to get challenging, and then it will rise. And you either rise with that mountaintop because you got so much boldness in you, only because you decided. only because you decided. Because this moment, here in this room, you said, I'm going to march out those doors and I'm going to kick some ass again. How many of you there with me? Say yes. You got to be there.
Hey, my name is Eric Worre, and if you're involved in the network marketing profession, I want to invite you to come to the Network Marketing Pro YouTube channel. Every week, we put out content on how you can become a network marketing professional. We have tips, ideas, strategies, interviews with million-dollar earners in the profession, interviews with global icons like Tony Robbins or Sir Richard Branson, lots of different things that we provide there absolutely free. Do yourself a favor, click on the link, subscribe to the YouTube channel, tell your friends to do the same, and I can't wait to see you there.